Hey everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. My special guest today is Mary Ellen Saganovich. Mary Ellen's book, Healing Words, Life's Lessons to Inspire, is an interesting read, and we're going to be talking to Mary Ellen in just a minute. But first, I have a special guest. One of the Twirly Whirly girls is here with me today. It's Juliet. Juliet, how are you?
Being good.
You're being smart and strong. You're smart and strong? Good. Do you like being on the podcast with Grandpa?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything you want to say to everybody before we go?
Yes.
Well, say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Matters. You're on the Journey of Hope. Hey everybody, and welcome. My guest this week is Mary Ellen Saganovich. Mary Ellen, am I saying your name right?
That is perfectly correct.
Thank you. Good. She's got a book called Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire. The book looks very interesting to me. Welcome, Mary Ellen. Do you go by Mary Ellen?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Rodney, and thank you so much for having me with you on the show.
Well, I noticed that adversity is no stranger to you in your life, and so why don't we start off by you just giving us a little bit about your background and the kinds of things that you've been through.
I was raised in a pretty dysfunctional home, not so much abusive with hitting, but verbally and emotionally abusive. I was diagnosed with epilepsy at the age of 6, petit mal epilepsy, and I was always told by my family that I couldn't get married or couldn't have kids, as they always wanted to hide this disorder from everybody. They thought that as long as our family looked good, everything was good. Well, I went through that and went on to college, and I graduated magna cum laude in education and went on to teach middle school for about 15 years, and I'm certified in like 4 different states. I did get married, and I did have a child. And she is perfectly healthy and normal. In fact, right now, she's in the Antarctic being a physician's assistant on the McMurdoch base that's in the Antarctic.
Wow.
But anyway, in 1986, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I had already, of course, come through the diagnosis of epilepsy, and I was already speaking to the National Epilepsy Foundation and teaching people that when you have a disease in your life, you're not at ease with your life. So I looked at myself, and I thought, okay, what am I not at ease with that I now have this diagnosis of multiple sclerosis? And I was sitting there, and my daughter walked through, and she was about 12 at the time, and she goes, and I said, well, Stephanie, I said, you know, I just don't know what this is trying to teach me, because I know that if you have a disease, you're supposed to approach it with love to conquer it, or if you approach it with fear, then it will outpicture the way the diagnosis is. But I don't understand why I have this in my life, what it is supposed to teach me. She took a step back, and she said, well, I know very well what it's supposed to teach you. She said, you take care of everybody else but yourself. And I just, it was like a lightning bolt from heaven. I was like, oh, my gosh. My first husband had just left. I was teaching middle school. I had about 5 classes of 30 kids each, and I was doing and doing and doing for everybody except for Mary Ellen. And so when I took time for me to settle down and understand what I needed to learn, then I could deal with it. I could handle it. Now, I'm not saying that you don't need a doctor or you don't need some kind of prescription. I do not take any of the MS meds, and that's just simply my choice because in 1986, there were not any MS meds to be taken. I deal with it holistically and through exercise and through my diet. The book, Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire, came out of my close relationship with God and our Lord and the universe, or however anybody wants to hear this. I just started hearing these vignettes, and little by little, it came into this book.
Okay. And the book is laid out rather uniquely. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you laid the book out?
Well, I laid the book out. It's a little vignette, everything from awareness through to faith and forgiveness. Because you have to start with the awareness of yourself. You cannot change anything, fix anything, or do what God puts you here on this earth to do until you become aware of what you need to learn for yourself. The philosophy I teach people is a philosophy of one finger out, three fingers back, meaning the good you have inside yourself is the good you see in others. Conversely, the things about other people that hook you or really hook you in, like what I say, you're knowing, I'm pointing right now to my gut or my stomach area, are God's way or the universe's way of showing you what you need to work on for yourself. And it's not that you just can't see something and let it go. If you see somebody being jealous or angry, that doesn't mean it's in you. And if you see somebody being jealous or angry, and the next day you keep going, well, gee, I can't believe they were like that. And the next day you're like, I just can't get that out of my mind. Well, then what do you need to learn from that situation? And I knew awareness had to be first. In fact, after I wrote all these, Rodney, I put them on the floor, and I literally prayed and said, okay, God, now show me the order. And like I said, I knew awareness had to be first. And I also knew faith and forgiveness had to be last, because they're least important. They're very important. It's just that forgiveness of the self is your culmination, your ending to loving yourself. And in loving yourself, you can create the life that you want to lead.
Okay, well, we all know, I think it's pretty much general knowledge that, especially with my listening audience, that inner strength, you know, it does kind of exist down inside of us. So could you tell us a little bit more without, you know, giving away your whole book, but just tell us a little bit more about how you learned to tap into that?
Oh, that's a good question, Rodney. I knew that if I didn't have any other choice. It was either tap into that inner strength and overcome multiple sclerosis and understand what it is. It's not that I just magically overcame it. I went online and I looked at what it is. I looked at all the medications that are out there, and I thought about them, and I thought, okay, is this the path that I want to go down? Well, at the first, when I was teaching middle school, I didn't have the money or the time to leave middle school to take a prescription that would give me flu-like symptoms once a week. So I didn't need it. So I even now, I talk to doctors, and they say, well, whatever you're doing, Mary Ellen, keep doing it. But you just got to stay now. In each and every moment, in each and every day, and especially with your listening audience, please stress to them just one day at a time, just one moment at a time. And what you focus on expands, what you think about happens. Focus on the life you want to live as if it already is that way. Focus on what you want and put your energy toward creating that life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just be now. And don't get me wrong, because there are days when I have bad MS attacks and I have what I call a bad MS day. And I just stay now, just one moment at a time, and just get through it. And sometimes I do need a prescription or two or anything. But when my doctor hears from me, he knows that I know my body well enough to do whatever I need to do for it. But to tap into that inner strength, to be strong, to stay now, and don't fear rejection, because rejection puts you one step closer to success. Anybody that is successful has been rejected and rejected and rejected over and over and over again.
True. Very true. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Mary Ellen Saganovic. Her book is called Healing Words, and we'll be right back after this. Stay away from the mortal care. She won't break your heart in time. Don't fall in love with I'm not afraid to Hey, have you picked up a copy of the Twirly Whirly Girls singing the ABC song yet? Well, if you haven't got one, go to Amazon, go to Google Play, go to iTunes, any of your favorite download sites, and search for the Twirly Whirly Girls. It's the ABC song. Pick you up a copy. It's a good way to teach toddlers how to sing the ABCs and to learn their ABCs. And today we're speaking with Mary Ellen Saganovich. She's got a book called Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire. Mary Ellen, why did you write the book?
Well, hey, the truth, I kept being, the universe or God, my Heavenly Father, kept bugging me, and I kept hearing these little vignettes, and I kept hearing them and hearing them, and I was like, okay, nobody's going to listen to me. Please let somebody else write them down. And then one day, I had just married my second husband. We're married 16 years now. And I got angry. And I knew that when you're angry, you're not angry at somebody else. You're always angry at yourself. So instead of taking it out on him and starting the pattern that and replaying the pattern I had with my first husband, I took out a legal pad of paper and I just started writing. And I wrote for the book, I am angry with you. No, I'm angry with myself. And it goes on and on from there. And then after that, I wrote another one. And then I wrote another one. Well, I'll tell you the truth, I couldn't stop writing for probably 2 or 3 days. And my husband became very worried about me. And after I wrote them, I just put them on my computer and I walked away from them for probably 6 months. And then I came back and rewrote them on the computer. And it was just one step at a time. I knew that this was my purpose. This is what I needed to do to complete my journey here on Earth.
You know, I have found that that writing in itself can be therapeutic, can it?
Yes.
Listen, you've got a very similar background to mine, except for probably one little thing. But I taught middle school for 16 years myself. And then I got into some trouble, and that's basically the audience of this show. We have ex-offenders listening that are looking for ways to get through the adversity that they're going through as they re-enter. And Mary Ellen, I'd like for you to address specifically those offenders and tell us how this book can help them.
Well, this book can give you the tools that you need to stop your motives, stop expectations, stop judgments, and quit worrying. Worrying about your future never fixed anything, never changed anything. This book, Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire, you can turn to any page in it, and it's a very short, quick reading book, and you can learn something about yourself. And that's what you need to do. Forgive the fact that were incarcerated or you were whatever you went through. All of us go through things. When you come out, do not allow other people's judgments to define you. Define yourself. Find that strength within yourself to say, hey, I am better than that. If they think that about offenders, then that's their problem, not mine. And any
that's
in this
good
book,
advice.
Motives to, I mean, you've got to always do the one finger out, three fingers back. I'm on Facebook, and I post the Truth of the Day on Facebook on Mondays through Fridays that your audience might like to connect with. I'm under Mary Ellen Saganovich, and as C-I-G-A-N-O-V-I-C-H. If they'd like to speak, they can get my contact number, or if they'd like a book. I mean, just drop me a line. I'll be glad to send you a book.
But okay, okay. That's very generous. Tell us just exactly how we get the book, say, like on Amazon, or, you know, where do we find your book?
Yeah, it is on Amazon.com. It goes under the entire title, Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire. Or you can go through my own personal website as links to the book, which is www.askmaryellen.com. And it has links there to Tate Publishing, who published the book. It has a link there to link up with me on Facebook or Twitter. Or you can even connect with me.
Okay, great. Mary Ellen Sagatovich, Healing Words, and the entire title, Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire. Looks like a pretty good read for those of you that, like me, that are looking for a way to deal with some of these things we're dealing with as we're getting ourselves back on our feet. Mary Ellen, thank you so much for being on the Journey of Hope today.
Well, thank you, Rodney. I really appreciate the opportunity.
We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. And welcome back. I have a very special guest with me here today. It's another one of the Twirly Whirly girls is here with me today. Her sister was here earlier. This is Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
Hi.
Are you doing good today?
Yes.
What's you going to do today?
Get lunch.
Okay. You like being on Grandpa's podcast?
Yes.
Are you smart and strong like your sister?
Yes, I am. Is it your dirt? Your dirt birthday?
No, it's nobody's birthday, but...
What?
I sure am glad you're here with me today.
Okay.
Okay.
What are your days?
Okay, we gotta go now. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay. Edition of the Journey of Hope. I want to thank my guest, Mary Ellen Sagatovich, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.